Idyllic Altamont. Old stone pillars flank the entrance, draped in ivy, brambles, and weeds. An avenue of copper beech curves to an abandoned house where a peacock's cry resounds from purple-walled gardens at idyllic Altamont. Weeping aspens quiver, dappling sunlit walls. A faded pink facade lies buried under a myriad of trees. Vines meander the windows and moss creeps the steps. From the doorway, a thick path spreads through lawns, lined by pyramids of clipped box, sweeping beneath arches of yew. Trellised roses perfume the view, down to a lily-cluttered lake. Swans with their young forge a path through yellow lilies, dipping long necks into inky waters. They drift in summer sunshine. Birdsong fills the lake, lacing the trees with lilting melodies. A woodland of rhododendron, gnarled branches of purples and pinks, bracelet the lake, leading down to a dank bog swamped with giant rhubarb and grassy weeds swishing in the breeze. A diverging path coils to a cascading waterfall, crashing into the river Slaney. Dense dark ash spiral upwards to a bright grassy clearing, to intoxicating views of the Black Stairs Mountains. A feast of surprises at each path's twist and turn, with a seat to sit and ponder. A place of peace and beauty, freedom to roam in the midst of nature, or how I long to return to Altamont.